I'm standing in front of the County Board of Supervisors Hall. There's a major demonstration occurring of angry bus riders demanding that the MTA board take action to end this strike expeditiously and with justice. With me here is Manuel Criollo, an elected representative of the Bus Riders Union, the only organized group representing the interests of bus riders in this dispute. Manuel, tell me, we know that the MTA itself has estimated the economic damage of this strike to be $4 million a day, and many estimates are higher. And yet the amount of money on the table, the amount of money in dispute, seems to be very small compared to that amount. Why do you believe it is that the MTA has not yet taken action to end this strike?
Look, MTA has a history of essentially violating people's civil rights, and I think that the prolongation of this strike is just a sign of that. In other words, we're now at 28 days of this strike. As you say, probably we're talking about a pittance of money for MTA. We're talking about, at best, maybe $20 million. When we think about MTA, every day this strike continues and prolongs, makes $1 million off this strike. In other words, without having to pay any wages or having to pay any gas, well, MTA is basically banking $1 million a day, while people on the street, you know, who have no other form of public transportation, are spending, you know, three quarters, a half of their salaries to get to work and back, so they won't have to lose the only job and only resource of funds that they have right now.
Now, the MTA's stated mission is to provide public transportation for the people of this city. What could it be that would make them ignore that responsibility to the public and instead prolong this strike when it isn't necessary to do so?
Look, this board is a selected board. It's a selected board that was chosen by the state. In other words, they have no fear, no responsibility toward any real bus riders. That's why we call for an elected MTA board that can actually truly, if you were an elected official and you depended on the people who use public transit to elect you, you would not allow this to prolong for 28 days.
Now, the LA Times recently reported that Mayor James Hahn, who's recently been allowed now to return to active involvement in the strike matter, including voting on the issues, they reported that he had had a $50,000 fine for an ethics violation in the conduct of his campaign that was paid for by individuals through their contributions rather than by Hahn himself. One of the individuals listed in that article was Ron Tudor, the chairman of the Tudor Saliba construction firm. Why do you believe, that the influence of construction firms that are involved in building the MTA's rail system is playing a role in the failure of the MTA to come to a decision on this?
Absolutely. I think that the crisis that we're seeing right now around public transportation, around this strike, around MTA's recent decision to raise the fares, MTA's recent decision to cut over 196,000 hours of service, is right now the rail crisis. In other words, MTA is running out of money. The state is bankrupt. And where are they looking for, funds? Is by going after bus riders and going after workers' wages and benefits. And so, well, I think this is coming full circle right now, where we're seeing MTA's obsession to essentially cut any form of bus operation funds. And this is what we see right now. MTA's going after its riders. MTA's going to their workers to suck more so they can put more in their rail projects.
Members of the public who would like to take action on this, how can they contact the Bus Riders Union? What would you recommend that they do in terms of contacting their elected representatives or the members of the MTA board?
Look, I think right now it's very important that people concentrate on Supervisor Yaroslavsky. He represents the West Side. He represents the areas of the San Fernando Valley. He has been known as somebody in the past who's been basically a liberal Democrat and essentially is acting like a conservative, fiscal conservative, and heartless person who's going after workers who are barely trying to fight for their health care. And so I think it's very important for people to concentrate and make causes. Another way to work is work with us. If they want to end this strike, to call us. Our number is 213-387-2800.
Thank you. And one more thing. The mainstream media, especially the television media, has emphasized the impact of this strike on bus riders as an argument saying that the union ought to cave in to the MTA's demands. What's the position of the bus riders union on this, given that you're the only organized expression of the people who ride the buses in this city?
I think it's a very dishonest argument, and I don't think it's necessarily primarily comes from the media, but it comes from MTA's own mouth. That's their line, essentially trying to pit workers against riders. And we think that for us, it's very important to fight for justice for workers, because we know very well that, again, those funds for operation are exactly from people's wages and benefits. And so I think that for us, we put full responsibility on this board, on MTA, because they're violating people's civil rights every day. They're raising our fares, and I think that the only true expression of people's beliefs is the BRU, which is the class representative of bus riders.
Thank you, Manuel Criollo, elected representative of the Bus Riders Union.